If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's cool. And I predict that the game was going to be difficult. I think the obvious is a very important result for us. A very important 3 points in this moment, in this league, a part of Leicester City and Liverpool. Every other team is in a very hard group. You win a game, you go up, you lose a game, you go down. It's very difficult to win 2-3 matches in a row. So, of course, very important for us, these 3 points. I think when we are playing very well, we have or we should score more goals and kill matches, because then when the opponent is in control, the opponent creates problems, and you risk to lose matches. But was fantastic what happened after the 1-1, which comes in a difficult moment for us, where I look to the bench and I don't have attacking players to change the game, where the team is a little bit under fatigue, especially the Lucas, Son, of course Lamela. I took him off because he was in trouble, and he's a player that has coming from a very important and long injury. So difficult. So how can we change the game? We can change the game with the family spirit, with the family character, with the family desire, which was what they did. And after the goal, very intelligent team, hiding the ball, keeping control, keeping the ball far from our goal. So I think important victory, good victory, deserved, but a word to Norwich. And the same I told to Wagner, I tell you, I think this team, the way they play, they deserve a happy ending in the end of the season.
Jonathan.
I prefer not to know before I come here, so I come with a normal face. I don't want to come here with a very upset face, so I'm even afraid to ask. But when I leave here, I have to ask.
Okay, got Gary up here. Gary.
Hey, Gary. You good? How was Lisbon? Good? Lisbon was good?
Who?
Lisbon.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Yeah, was good?
Brilliant. Oh, it's sunny. Sorry, going down. FA Cup win, a draw by millimetres the weekend, now this win. How much more important than just 3 points is it to get a victory? Tell us what you thought about the fight, the whole team fight tonight.
Yeah, the team fight, because the team wants to do well. The team knows the situation is not easy. The team knows that in this moment, every point is a point that helps you in the table. Every victory makes you close some gaps. Every defeat makes you go away from your objectives. And every player that was here today, on the pitch, on the bench, The ones that were not selected and were next to the bench too is really, really, really a very good group. I keep saying this since the beginning. It's a pleasure to be with them and to work with them and to try to help them in such a difficult season for them since the beginning of the season. So today is a good feeling. The 1-1 obviously was a bit scary for everybody connected with us. We don't want to lose points today. But then the reaction was very good. And I saw players really, really tired, going over their limits to try to give us the points. So happy dressing room.
Okay, good. Jack, finish with Matt, and then we'll move on to Southampton preview, okay? Jack.
Hi, Jose. What do you think of the return of Hugo Lloris goal and the performance of Lascelles in the field?
The return of Hugo is a mix of emotions for me, because it's a happiness to see one of the best goalkeepers in the world to be back. It's a very good feeling for us. But at the same time, is one of these decisions that sometimes we must have it, but hurt. And to leave Paulo out hurts. The good thing is that he's such a good member of the family, and he's such a special friend of Hugo, that I think he also shared our happiness to have Hugo back as a friend. But for me, he gave me a lot of thinking, and I had to try to be cold to make a decision without emotions, because to leave Paulo out was not a simple decision. Giovanni, I think, is improving game after game. And again today he was fantastic in everything. I think he's adapting very well to the league. He can play in various positions. He gives us lots of quality, of vision, of passing. He's improving his defensive game, he's improving his intensity. The only thing that worries me is this new life of English football, of playing. And in this case, he's playing all the time now, because we don't have other solutions. And even today, when Lamela was out, no wingers. So Giovanni to the wing. It's hard, but I think it's good experiences for all of us, good experience for the family.
Okay, Matt down here, and then we'll go to Southampton previews. Matt.
Can I ask you what you thought the challenge on Harry Winks by Todd Cantwell, a player who's on a yellow card and might have been lucky to get a red card for a challenge on?
You know, normally players and teams that play against us, they are all lucky. Normally they are all lucky. But to be honest, it was too far for me. I didn't watch it on TV. I don't want to say anything about it. I don't want to say anything about the penalty. I was obviously too far. I didn't watch on TV yet. I don't want to say anything about it. The only thing that I want to say is that normally players and teams, they are lucky against us. Capoue was lucky. Watford was lucky. Robertson was lucky. Liverpool was lucky. Normally teams are very lucky against us. But in these specific situations, I can't comment, honestly.